Okay, now we're extending on this item for 4 minutes. The next, we had two people on the stack. We had Adriana, and we had Bill. And we have 90 seconds per person and 90 seconds for response from the executive director if she wished to choose.
Yes, now change. Yeah, I know.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes, Lydia, too much is being said, but I remember that we have, you said again that we have the 2014 audit almost ready, so only the money. I remember that we received that in November of last year from EFRIN. Then the former CFO told us, like a million times, but now you told us that we are something that we are not ready. We are almost ready. I want to know why, because I hear people asking a bunch of things about audit, and this is supposed to go to the audit committee. Do you know that if the audit committee received the answers from the CFO that they were asking for?
Well, the last items that they were asking for, as I recall, were number one, a board-approved recovery plan from me, among other people. And I sent that. And then the only other thing he needed to have was the litigation issues. And so we're at that last litigation issue confirmation, which Raul did confirm that that had been done, but they wanted to have a reconfirmation by looking at Great Plains that Raul doesn't have access to yet, but he will be getting access to that. I mean, I would think that EFRIN should be able to confirm it as well. So, but anyway, so that's, to me, that's the last item that I know of, but Grant still wrote, I will let you know on Friday when I get back. If there are any other items, I just can't imagine that there would be. I'm going to have to be convinced as to why we would be hearing about it so late in the game. And I think we had an extra checkoff list, and from my checkoff list, myself, okay?
It means that if we put the money there, the 11,000 something that they are asking, it means it's done.
$11,250 was half of the audit due, and
I know.
No, but I don't know if that includes the $50,000 plus for the 990. So I have to go back and look at that invoice and confer with EFRIN to see if any portion of that had been paid before. But what I settled on with Grant was the $11,250 for now. And then we can move on from there.
Okay. Next person was Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just to clarify, you had said something about, you know, the mailing that you were doing was to help, was to raise money to, were to be used for paying back the restricted funds. And then later then you said it was going to be used to pay for the audit. And do you have an idea how much is going to come in from the restricted funds, and you know what? How is that going to work? And I also, the other question I never got to ask was, have you clarified about the Haiti disaster relief, and did the stations get an FCC waiver before doing that?
What's your point of order, Adriana?
Mr. Chair, it's a back and forth. It's three times the same question. The same person, like Marty said, keep going back and back and back and forth with the same questions. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but that is not fair.
Well, I think he's asking, but Bill, your question have to be related
it's
to
the declaration.
It's asking for a clarification because I thought
okay.
That first.
Where is his?
May I explain
wait,
it?
Wait.
Could everybody, Adriana, could you please not interrupt? But Bill, ask your question because the subject matter that we're dealing with, as I understand it, was the audits.
Chair, where at time, by the way?
Okay. The reason.
Point of order, Nancy.
I'll be glad to explain it if I can. The
point of order, Nancy.
What's your point of order?
Let's not hear him restate the same question. Yeah, I mean, it's very simple. I did not mean to imply that I was going to use the list from the WPSW for everything, but it's a mailing for the Pacifica National Office is what the mailing is. They have the option of mailing something directly to PXW. That's how the letter is crafted. This is the letter signed by Oliver Stone. And so I have no way of knowing what kind of money that's going to bring in. But part of my motivation for sending out the list to begin with was in the hopes that we raised enough money to replenish the restricted fund at WPFW. That is all I said. And in terms of the audit, I'm referring to the overall list, which is 100,000. And, you know, I mean, you never know. Maybe the PFW will bring in enough to help pay. We have a long list, not just as the auditor, of things that we absolutely must pay. And so, you know, it's on the list. It's on the very tippy top of the list as our, like, three or four other things that we absolutely have to pay. So,
yeah. Nancy, you had a point of order.
Yeah, Bill is trying to bring up the item information, the question in item I, which we said we wouldn't get to until later.
Well, I already cautioned him that the only subject matter would be the, on this issue was related to audit.
Well, okay. Thank you.
Okay, I think we're out of time. According to our timekeeper, we have to move on to the next item. I believe that the affiliate director's elections process.
Ideana for the stack.
Who's going to be presenting this? Is it going to be Janet? Are you going to present this, or who's going to be presenting it?
Well, this I can present something, but
okay, and then we'll take it once you present it. Okay, we got 10
right,
minutes.
Right, and then
not timekeeper, 10 minutes. Okay, yes, Janet.
All right. And then I'd like to be on the stack after Adriana. So the bylaws are not clear, specific about certain parts of this process, but one of the things it is specific about is noticing a meeting to deal with the affiliates directors. There's also the what would happen during that meeting in terms of interviews or like that. So I'll stop there.
Okay, we'll take a stack to discuss this issue. Yes, Adriana, 90 seconds.
And then Janet, I'd like to be on the stack.
And we're really getting short on time because our timekeeper really has to be on top of the 90 seconds, Nancy. Okay, Adriana.
Yes, I want to know if everybody received my motion. I already, what?
No, we've been on time. We have been on time. Don't worry.
Is my time, Mr. Chair?
No. Could you finish?
Okay. What I'm saying, I already sent a mask if everybody received the motion, because my motion is that the PMB notice the election of two affiliate directors for December 15, 2016, and it must be posted on the official Pacifica Foundation calendar and on the affiliate network website. And whenever you have time, you let me know and I can explain why.
Is there a second on, do we have a second on this motion?
Point of information?
Who is that?
Lydia?
Yes.
Is it for 2016 or 2017? Aren't they seated in 2017? Isn't it the 2017 PMB year?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Yes, but the election is in 2016.
Okay, I just wanted that clarity to be clear.
Okay. Adrian, you want to briefly motivate this, and we have 90 seconds.
And Janet, I asked to be on the stack after.
Okay.
Yes. Our bylaw said that we have, the secretary will receive by November 15th, the candidacies, and she have till December the 1st to notice, to give us, to give the PMB the names of the affiliate director that are candidates. But our bylaw says that in December, we need to go to the election of affiliate directors that will be seat in January 2017, when the new board seat. And our bylaw says that we need to notice that motion 30 days in advance. That's why I'm noticing the motion for December 15, 2016, to vote on the two affiliate directors that will sit on the board, the PMB board 2017. Thank you.
Okay. Janet.
Grace, I'd like to be on the stack also.
All right.
Okay. So I have an amendment as follows. As was done in 2014, the PNB chair should come up with a format for interviewing the candidates for the affiliates' director seats during the December 2015 PNB meeting. The chair will select two directors fairly to work together to prepare interview questions that will be asked each candidate and to ask the questions during the meeting. During each candidate's interview, after those prepared questions are asked, other directors will be able to ask additional questions as time allows. And I'm sending it now.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Jan Goodman, second.
Okay, and anybody want to have a discussion on that amendment?
May I motivate it?
Yes.
Well, without something like this, it just leaves the process hanging.
Michael, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Janet. Michael, can you call Serene? She said that she was dropped from the call. Thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
So without some kind of process for what would happen during the December 15th meeting, we should have one so that we are clear and everybody knows what will happen. So based on what happened what we've done in 2014, during the December 2014 interviews of the affiliates, directors, candidates, it went quite smoothly, I thought. So I'm proposing the same format.
Okay, I think Janet, Jan, were you next on the stack?
Oh, I was just seconding it.
All right. Okay, any other discussion on this amendment?
Bill?
Yes, Bill.
Okay, well, it sounds good, but I'm wondering, it says, well, the chair will select two directors fairly. How do you define fairly?
Chair, may I respond?
Thank you.
Well, fairly, well, I guess if you want to refer to factions, or so somebody from each faction, or I don't know. I'm just making that up, but... That's what I'll say.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I think that it's very clear. The motion that Janet just sent said that part of the process will be later on for all the directors that want to ask questions. They can ask questions. I mean, this is an open meeting, right? Thank you.
Someone is asleep. Could you either wake that person
up? Yeah, well, we know. We know. So.
Okay. We know who that is?
This is Bill. Could I guess, continue with my question, though?
Yes, Bill.
Okay, well, I mean, if they're from each faction, that's fine, I guess. But the problem with others being able to ask questions is the amendment says, as time allows. And what we've been seeing over and over again in many of our meetings is the board not allowing adequate time for discussion of many motions or many topics. And so is the whole meeting going to be for this? I guess that's the main question. Or will this be rushed through so that there really won't be time for additional questions.
May I respond?
Yes, Janet.
So in 2014, what was set, I mean, because, well, there were initially three candidates, and the plan was to, I can't remember the time limit, but a certain amount of time for each one, like 20 minutes, I'm making that up. It probably was something like that. So that it should not be any longer or shorter for any of the candidates. It has to be fair in that way. So it really, those time limits should not be extended during that. And so it wouldn't it wouldn't have to be, or probably shouldn't be, the whole meeting, the interview process.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. We'll now vote on...
Well, I had to, Bill, I had a question, I guess. I'm still not clear. Is the whole meeting going to be for this, though? Again, my question is whether there's going to be extra time after those 20 minutes for additional questions.
Oh.
Not...
What?
Well...
May I again?
Yes.
The bylaws say that for a meeting in December, for this to be the first item on the agenda. That doesn't mean that the whole agenda has to be for this process. There are other items that can be on that same agenda.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yeah, I mean, we are arriving at a ridiculous point. Can you ask for people please to mute, even the one that is more? And you see, there it is. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Chair, what I was trying to say, how fair is what you are implying, or what's being implied here? Because I don't remember that we have an open questionnaire for the rest of the directors when we sit in we are elected for our LSPs, from our LSPs, and I don't remember that anybody put us through a bunch of questions. The only reason for the questions is before voting, because the PMB will vote in those candidates.
Chair, may I respond?
Point of order, Nancy.
What's the time left on this item?
Can you all hear me?
Yes, Venetia.
We're at time.
Okay. We're at time. We're going to have to go to a vote on this. The first item we have is Janet's amendment. Everybody understand the amendment? And she submitted it in writing. Is there any objection to that?
I'm sorry, Jan Goodman, could you just repeat the amendment?
Janet, you want to repeat the amendment?
One moment.
Oh, no, I remember it. Never mind. I remember. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay, without objection, we'll now go to the motion made by Adriana as amended. Is there any objection to that?
Can we ask the secretary please to read the whole motion?
Janet, you want to read the whole motion?
Okay, one moment. Okay, so the PNB notices the election of two affiliate directors for December 15, 2016, and it must be posted on the official Pacifica Foundation calendar and on the affiliate network website. Let me find other. As was done in 2014, PNB chair should come up with a format for interviewing the candidates for the affiliates director seats during the December 15th PNB meeting. The chair will select two directors fairly to work together to prepare interview questions that will be asked each candidate and to ask the questions during the meeting. During each candidates interview. After those prepared questions are asked, other directors will be able to ask additional questions as time allows.
Okay. Is there any objection to that motion?
This is Green.
Just point of information.
This is Green.
We're out of time, but what's your question? If there are any questions?
Just for clarification, Mr. Chair.
Can I be heard?
Yes, I heard Bill first, and then I'm going to hear Serene. Yes, Bill, what's your question?
Oh, that's right. Okay. I spoke before you did.
Gosh.
Who do you want to go first?
Okay, Serene, do you have a question?
I was dropped. I wanted to object to Janet's amendment.
Okay, but we're going to go to a vote on it, so we'll note your objection. Yes, Bill.
No, I'm sorry. I wanted to object to Janet's amendment. What are you voting on now? Aren't you voting on
it? We already voted on Janet's amendment. Janet's amendment.
I was dropped.
Yes, we have.
I was dropped.
I could not speak because I was dropped as I was about to speak.
But we've already voted on that.
We didn't vote on it. We said there was no objection. So she's saying you actually wanted to object.
Chair, point of order.
Janet, what's your point of order?
The vote was already done, and yes, we have technical problems sometimes, but we can't go back to votes after. I mean, in the past, people have been dropped from votes, and then they
come back and want to vote.
I'm sorry,
is that a point of order?
Not,
could you let her finish, Serene?
So the vote is final in my, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
Point of information.
Michael, what's your question?
My question,
and then we'll get to Serene's point of order.
My question was to Serene, what is her objection? Because if the objection is serious enough, we can vote the entire motion down and then reconsider it without the amendment.
Chair, point of order.
Janet, what's your point of order?
We can't go back to having a discussion about this
motion.
We recognize after Michael spoke.
But Michael asked a question.
There's a motion on the floor, which is the entire amended motion. I'm asking Serene what her objection to the amendment was.
Serene, what's your objection? You want to respond to Michael's question?
Sure. I think that one member's opinion of how something happened 2 years ago should not bind the body. There's plenty of time for us to devise a system that will work.
Okay.
Her opinion is it worked in 2014. My recollection is that in 2014, this was sprung on us. There was no advanced discussion, and that was a problem. And I didn't think it was particularly successful.
Okay, we're going to go to a vote on the full motion. You can vote it down.
Bill, I had a point of information.
What was your question, Bill?
Well, I forget. So I think Janet had mentioned that the selecting two directors would mean one from each faction, but I didn't hear from you. Is that the way you interpret that also,
yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Order.
We go to the... Who is that?
This is Serene. I have a point of order.
What's your point of order, Serene?
I don't understand how the whole faction thing becomes a part of a PNB motion.
Serene, that's not a point of order. That was part of the debate or discussion, which that's not a point of order. But you can either vote it up or down, and we can revisit the issue. But now we're out of time. We have to go to a vote. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the vote on this?
Yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown.
Abstain.
Abstain. Chesnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Pass.
Pass. Goodman.
Pass.
Pass. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Pass.
Pass. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
Is this on the amendment or the main motion?
The main motion as amended.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Abstain.
Abstain. Roberts?
I have a point of information. I'll point a parliamentary procedure for the chair.
What's your question?
If the motion is adopted and I wish to give notice to rescind, can I give a notice to rescind a portion of the motion?
No, you'd have to rescind what was voted on.
Okay. I vote no. Thank you.
No. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda? Can't hear you. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain.
Shibanda, no. I'm sorry.
Shibanda, all right. Shibanda, no. Okay. Police, yeah. Crozier, you passed?
I'll abstain, excuse me.
Sorry?
Abstain.
Abstain. Goodman, how do you vote? You passed?
I'm sorry, who are you Goodman? Asking for?
Jan Goodman, your vote.
Yes.
You passed.
Yes, I vote yes.
You vote yes. Novick, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. And I think that's it. One
Janet,
moment.
Janet, this is Margie. I want to change my vote to no.
No.
Did you hear me?
Margie votes no.
Thank you.
And Bill changes his vote to yes.
Crozier votes yes.
And Madam Secretary,
yes?
Jim Brown, I changed my vote to no.
Brown votes no.
Yes.
Bethune? Was that Bethune?
Yes. Change my
You're
yes.
voting yes. Yes. Are we done?
Nwangaza votes no.
Nwangaza changes her vote to no. Are we done? Okay, so, one moment. I have 9 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 10 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions. This passes.
Okay, we're out of time.
Chair, this is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Notice to rescind.
What are you saying?
I give notice to rescind the motion just now.
Okay. We're out of time. I know the executive
point
director.
Of order.
Who is that?
Jan Goodman?
Yes, what's your point of order?
I believe that a motion to rescind can only be placed by a person who has voted in the majority.
She didn't make the motion, she just gave a notice.
I see. Okay.
Okay. So we're out of time, and I know the executive director requested a closed session. If the body wishes to go into closed session, now would be the time.
And Michael, can you call me on my home phone? I figured out why I was echoing.
Who is that objecting?
Mm-hmm. No, literally, I asked Michael to call me on my home phone. I figured out why I was echoing.
Well, there will be no need to call if we don't agree to it, so hang on.
The executive director would like some business to be conducted, and we can, if the body would like to go into closed session, we can go into closed session if we get a motion to that effect.
Goodman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Janet Cogan, second.
Okay.
I'm sorry. A point of order, Mr. Chair?
Adriana, what's your point of order?
We are 10 minutes over adjourning time. I want to hear, you know, I don't have any problem if the executive director is asking us to go into executive session. Because if not, I don't know what the motion after adjourning time have to do.
Well, the body has to
totally out of order. No, Mr. Chair,
The body has to make that decision to do that. That's what we're voting on.
No, sir, we need to ask for time to do that. When you are out of time, you need to in order to put another motion, you need somebody asking for extra time.
Okay.
That's why.
Adriana, are you asking for a request an extension of time?
No, sir, I'm asking for the executive director to tell us if she thinks that she needs us to go in executive session.
I thought she did, but Lydia, you want to respond to that? She sent a written request, but Lydia. Lydia, is Lydia on the call?
Yes.
Well, what we're going to have to do now is is there a motion to extend? We're going to have to deal with that
now. Yes, Janet.
How much time?
2 minutes. Yeah. 2 minutes to vote.
Yeah, 2 minutes to vote on.
Is there an objection to extending for 2 minutes?
Point of order, Mr. Chair, before that.
No, but what's your point of order, Adriana?
My point of order, Mr. Chair, and we are changing the rules permanently because I was told before, and you apply permanently, after adjourning time, it's too late.
No,
I never
said that. I don't know where you get that from. We've always extended if there's a motion.
What you say before.
If it's the will of the body, we've always extended that, Adriana.
No, sir.
Adriana, we don't have the time for this. You can either vote it up or down. If you don't want to extend the meeting, you can vote it down.
That's not my question.
Okay?
That wasn't my question.
I've ruled on your point of order, Adriana. We've always extended. If it is the will of the body to extend the meeting, we've always entertained motion to extend time.
Before adjourning time.
Well, we have a motion on the floor to extend for 2 minutes.
No, sir.
Okay. There's been an objection. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll to extend for 2 minutes?
No, I challenge your ruling, Mr. Chair.
Challenge. Is there a second to this challenge of the ruling of the chair? Hello? Is there a second? There's not a second. So we're, Madam Secretary.
I'm seconding. Why can't I be heard? Hello?
Well, I didn't hear you.
We are not on team. Yes.
This is my third attempt to second the challenge.
So you're Adriana, you want what's your challenge again?
Your ruling, sir. Don't you remember what you rule on?
No, I'm saying what's your objection? I already ruled that you're out of order. That's not correct.
I'm challenging you're out of order.
Could you speak for your appeal, Adriana? Why you have what's
your ruling, sir?
Well, okay. I object. What she's saying is this body has always extended time if they wanted to extend the meeting. That's just procedure that we've done consistently. Even when we're past the time period, we want to extend. We've done that consistently.
Do you want to hear yourself or you want to hear what
Adriana,
I'm
speaking.
Say.
I asked you if you had anything to speak to about your appeal, Adriana. You didn't say anything.
May I explain?
Yes.
My questioning to you from the beginning was, according to every rule that we apply till now, when the adjournment time passed, said it's too late to ask for an extension when the time passed. My question is why in this case you rule it different? Because we are 15 minutes after adjournment time. You told us before that we couldn't ask for an extension when the time passed by already.
Well, I'm going to respond. Adriana, I have never made that. I don't know where you're getting that from. I have never said that we cannot extend time past the adjournment time. I've never made that ruling. We have consistently, this P&B When time is up, we have entertained a motion to extend if it is the will of the body to extend. I've never made a ruling say we cannot entertain a motion to extend because we're past time. So,
Mr. Chair,
so we're going to have to go to a vote, Adriana, on this appeal. Okay, we're going to have to go to a vote to move on with the orders of the day on this appeal.
I'm sorry, so, I challenge your ruling, sir.
We got that, Adriana. We have to go to a vote on it.
Please,
okay.
Sir, don't yell at me. You are only the chair, and we vote you. You are an equal. Okay?
I don't know. We're going to go to a vote on your appeal.
With the same principles.
We're about to go to a vote on your appeal.
Don't try to cover people and yell over people.
Madam Secretary, we're going to go to a vote on the appeal. If you vote to sustain the chair, you vote yes, which means that we can extend the meeting for 2 minutes and deal with whether or not we want to go to a closed session or not. If you are against the chair, you vote no, and that we cannot extend the meeting. Okay? Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
Pass.
Pass. Alexander.
I vote to uphold the ruling of the chair.
You vote yes.
Yes.
Bethune.
Pass.
Brown. Can't hear you. Castnave.
No.
Crozier.
Pass.
Goodman.
Pass.
Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Nwangaza.
Yes.
Patel Adams.
Abstain.
Pinchback.
Yes.
Roberts.
No, it's inconsistent.
No. Thornton. Yes. Thornton?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Shibanda?
No.
Wilkinson?
Yes.
Aaron, you passed?
Abstain. No,
abstain.
Let me pass. Yeah.
Sorry?
Let me pass for the moment.
No, you already passed.
Okay, I want to pass again.
No, you have to vote.
Okay, I abstain.
Bethune, you passed?
I'll abstain.
Crozier, you passed?
Yes.
Goodman, you passed?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't hear Brown. One more try.
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Yes. One moment. I have 10 yes, 3 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes. And now, is Lydia on the line?
Yes, I am.
You're still requesting a closed session, correct? For us to
I
hear.
Am.
I'm sorry?
I am.
Okay.
John is waiting for a call.
Okay. So the question we have on the floor now is to extend for 2 minutes. Is there any objection to extending the meeting for 2 minutes?
Grace, I object. I'd like to postpone this business to a continuation meeting.
Okay, Grace, you're out of time. We can only deal with extensions of time. Okay, and we got to go on to vote on that. Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on extending this meeting for 2 minutes?
Aaron.
Pass.
Alexander.
Yes.
Can't hear you. Yes. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castanave? Castanave? Can't hear you. Crozier?
Pass.
Pass. Goodman?
Pass.
Pass. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Thornton?
Yes.
Louder?
Yes.
No.
Wait, I'm sorry. Thornton, I heard yes. Shabanda. Thank you. Shabanda? Shabanda? Don't hear you. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson? Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Aaron, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Crozier, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. I'm sorry. Castanave, I didn't hear your vote. Castanave? Not voting. Goodman, you passed?
Yes.
Yes.
I was saying go back to Shabanda.
One moment. Shabanda. Shabanda, how do you vote?
No.
No. Okay, one moment.
Does this require 2/3 or?
Yes.
Yeah.
The time extension.
All right. So I have 10 yes, 2 no, 3 abstentions, 1 present not voting. Norma and Tony, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes.
And now the motion we had on the floor was to go into executive session, closed session. Is there any objection to that?
I object.
Could you call the roll, Madam Secretary?
Yes, Aaron?
Why is there no discussion?
We're out of time.
You vote yes.
You have 2 minutes.
Okay, that's right. How much? We got 2 minutes on this. Okay, we'll have discussion. Yes, Serene.
Okay. First of all, the subject that the manager wishes to discuss and that the ED wishes to discuss in closed session has already been noticed. For a special meeting, it can be discussed there. We actually need a broader, more comprehensive discussion of the situation and not just, you know, a particular or an individual situation. And, you know, there are actually rules about how long these meetings can go. They're supposed to go for no more than 3 hours. So why we would be starting a 45-minute session at 11:23 in New York is beyond me. This is nothing has... Nothing that I'm aware of has caused a crisis in the past 24 hours that means we have to discuss it tonight as opposed to a week later.
Okay. Lydia, did you want to respond? Because it's,
yes.
Okay.
I understand the broader issue, and I think we can continue that at a later date, but this is a particular commitment that I made to make a particular payment arrangement. And then the other one is an insurance issue, which is very critical. And I just want the board to know about it. It's not like a decision even has to be made. We could do this in less time, but a lot less time. We will. That's it.
Okay. Now we'll go on to vote on to go into closed session. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
Yes.
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 Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castanave? Castanave?
Michael, do we still have Adriana on the line?
Charlene connected. I'll hang up and call her back.
Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes.
7785.
Coburn votes yes. Novick. Well, he's busy. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes. Abstain.
Novick votes yes. Patel Adams abstains. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Thornton?
Yes. To the beep.
Yes.
We will return your call as soon as possible.
Shabanda. Can't hear you. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Castanave, didn't hear you. Shabanda, didn't hear you. Okay, let me count. One moment. I have 12 yes, 1 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
We will return your call as soon as
yes.
possible.
So that's 13 yes, 1 no, 1 abstention. This passes. And I'd like to just make a quick announcement about this. Chair?
Yes, Janet.
So I, based on an email that was sent earlier today, I had prepared a draft agenda, which I'll send out.
Okay. All right. We're, and Serene, you had a point of order.
What was the relevance of that after we were out of time? What was the point?
You were just reminding everybody that she sent out a draft agenda for the closed session.
Right, but it's for a session we're going into. It could be announced.
Okay,
instead of going overtime for some people again.
Okay, we're adjourned, and we'll now have Michael. We'll call everybody for closed session. And
including John.
Including John Armella. And we're now concluding, and thank you for your service for the open public session. Thank you.